Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Elohim Five Tribes, Society of the Constellation Elohim. Society of Love, that's what we are. Okay, can we be a society of love? Okay, listen to your national anthem. We can be whatever we want to be, and that's what I like, okay? Now, I like to make an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good. I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. And doing this, I'll be walking the path of enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Okay? Slogan, love is an act to make others feel good. We're doing things to make others feel good, and they're doing things to make you feel good. We will be in a feel-good relationship, and that's what we want. We want to feel good all the time, not just sometime, but all the time, okay? Now, the first thing we first thing we're going to do, we're going to have the reading of the minutes from last week. We went through the indenture agreement. There was no comments or questions. That's the minutes, okay? So we'll continue to do minutes and read minutes every week, right? So it's, now, what I'm going to do, I see here we have a few latecomers, so I'm going to start off with the indenture agreement again. And I'm going to go through it, okay? Oh, what am I doing here? Yeah, I'm going to go through it again because we need to know exactly what we're actually getting into, okay? Where is my indenture agreement? That's very interesting. Trust indenture, here it is. Okay. So I'm going to go through this with you a little bit. There's more people on the line here. We have late callers, late comers. Well, before I get into an indenture agreement, let me just talk a little bit about what's going on in your government, all right? Right now, the mob violence has finally went to the Capitol, right? But we've been, as black people in this society, we've been experiencing this mob violence for years. So it's not nothing new to us. It's new that they would turn on each other, okay? But then that's not nothing new to us either, because they've done that before. Some people... Some people believe, this is what they believe, that blacks and poor white trash should be their slaves, should be their servants. And we should work for them based on whatever conditions that they set that we should work, that we should work for them, okay? and that's where we are right now, so. And they literally believe that. Now, according to the internet, up until the second term of Bill Clinton, these people were in power. Now, you have to understand how peace works, okay? I know this is broadcasting in different places, so you have to understand how peace works and what peace really means. Peace is a declaration of war. You know what I mean? It's not a kumbaya agreement, you know? It's literally a declaration of war. It's a war of attrition, okay? So when these countries make peace with each other, that's why after the Second World War, when they signed the treaties with Germany, they put in the Germany that Germany was not to build up their armament. Because that's what peace is. Peace brings about an arms race. Because whoever gets the biggest military first, they're going to come after the other ones. Right? And this is something that we really have to get into our heads. Because they're not really giving us the proper information that we need. We're not getting the teachings that we need. Okay? They don't give us what we're supposed to have. There's a lot of things that we're supposed to have that we're not getting, okay? So when they declare, when these countries declare peace on each other, it's literally an act of war. We got brothers and sisters running around, oh, peace, brother, peace, brother. But they don't know that they have actually declared war on each other. It's a war of attrition. This is where the indigenous people are, indigenous Indians are, which is who we are, actually. When they signed these little peace treaties and stuff with the pale man, that's what they call them, with the pale face, when they signed these little peace treaties, they thought they were gonna have a little kumbaya relationship. They thought this man was going to be true to his word. But they didn't understand that the peace treaty was an act of war. And they were supposed to go on an arms build-up, because the way they were at the particular time and the level of technology that they had and what the Europeans had, they were able to hold their own. And that's all they were doing, was holding their own, because they weren't manufacturing weapons or nothing, you know? So they were literally holding their own, okay? So I'm just going through the dialogue here. I'm waiting for more people to come on the line. Yeah, people are checking it now. I've already read the minutes, so you missed the minutes. I read the minutes. The first thing we do after the natural anthem, we read the minutes from last week about what we discussed and stuff. So we did that. We didn't have that much discussion last week on the minutes. So the minutes didn't take that long. But I'm going through this because there's so much that we don't understand, and we're getting into, as we set up our society, okay, we're literally getting into government. We are becoming a government. We're going to have our own money. We're going to have our own financial institutions. We're going to have everything that we need, and it's not going to be nobody like Mitch McConnell with a gavel, you know what I mean? Blocking this and blocking that because they don't like it and they don't feel like it should go on. That's not going to happen, because in this society, there's no leadership. I mean, there's leadership, but not in the normal sense that everybody thinks in terms of leadership. Each individual has to become a leader of themselves, because you have an entire tribe to deal with, and there's generations of food, clothing, shelter, and security that they're going to have. And we haven't been thinking along these lines. We've mostly been dealing with the way they have told us about society. Okay, the way they have told us about what the way things are, that we need to look for a job. I'm watching a movie, Arthur, and in the movie, the lady said we haven't had a working class officer in over 100 years. They don't think in terms of no job. They think in terms of economics. Right? This is how the 1% think. They think in terms of economics, and you have to do the same thing. We have to begin training that guy in the mirror, because basically that's the only real enemy you have. Is that guy in the mirror. Once you get your hands on that guy in the mirror and make that guy in the mirror do what that guy in the mirror is supposed to do, you'll never want for nothing, okay? Ever. Because the guy in the mirror, according to the Bible, everybody know I'm a Bible thumper, according to the Bible, is the most powerful thing on the planet. There's nothing more powerful than that guy in the mirror. Okay, I'm not the only one saying it. Back at the office, all of them say the same thing. You know, when you read the books, you know, in the Quran, so you're vice-gerent is second only to what they call Allah. So, you know, all the books tell you who you are and what your potential is. Okay, now I'm still waiting on a few more people to go on the line. It'd be nice if they called in the area. Well, one we got this whole week. I have been in the hospital for the past week. I got some kind of blood clots or something. I don't know where they came from. They were looking for cancer and all that kind of, but the way I eat, they couldn't find nothing. They were pissed off. They said, "You don't take no supplements or nothing?" I said, "No. Everything I get is through the food. I don't take no vitamins, no multivitamins. I don't take none of that because of the way I eat. Everything I get from my food." Okay, they said, okay. So they gave me some, what they call blood thinner. They gave me a blood thinner so the clots will take care of themselves. but I know how to make up a blood thinner on my own. So, but until I get to that point, diet-wise, I'm just going to take a blood thinner for about a week. But I'm okay. Everything's going just fine, you know. So that's all they can find. I was checked for coronavirus for the first time because I haven't been checked for the coronavirus because I know I don't have it because I wear my mask, not only my mask, but my gloves, okay? Because if you touch something, this is just me now. If you touch something that got the coronavirus on it, get in your pores, how are you going to wash it off? It's already in the bloodstream. You can't wash it off. So I wear my, when I'm out, I got my gloves on and my mask. I'm not catching nothing. And if I got the, I wash my hands with the gloves on so that I don't transfer it to nobody else. But anyway, oh, remember, those who are on the line, that if you have a comment or question or anything that you want to say, just hit one and I open up your mic. The last one, I opened up everybody's mic, but that didn't work so well because then you have to hang up and hit one again and all that when you want to talk. So this way, if you want to talk, I'll open up your mic, and then when you get done, I'll close your mic. Okay. We got mic coming open, so I'm not going to let you wait. So we got comment on something. I'm moving up right away. 7566. Okay, your mic is open. You have a comment, a question, or something you want to say?
Happy New Year. Glad to hear that you made.
Thank you very much. I have to apologize if you tried to call me because they're blocking calls from coming into my phone. My brother called me 4 times a day because he was coming over to get some stuff, and none of the calls went through. He had to come in banging on the door to let me know that he was, you know, because he was supposed to come today. So there, my laptops, phones, everything's going crazy, which I expected. So
the madness, so much of the madness is happening. You can expect that. You know what I mean? And it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're dealing with the violence coming to them. But we've been dealing with that violence for years. You know what I mean? So it's not like this is not who we are. That is who they are. You know what I'm saying? With the lynching and the murder and the talent, everything that the black community is getting, they going to have to nerve. They had a nerve to go on national television and say, this is not who we are. Yeah, I know the black community was cracking up laughing, so, oh my Lord, listen to these people, you know.
It's all right, you know. My main thing is I'm glad to hear that you're safe. But we got it, you know. We definitely got to be more focused on what is happening right about now,
right.
It's nice to have the society to find out what's taking place amongst ourselves. We got to be, caretakers of each other. And that's one of the main focuses that need to be taken, you know, be addressed, you know.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, you know, because we need our own society. That's basically what this conference is called about tonight. We're going to talk about why we need our own government. I'm saying society, but we need our government set up in a way unlike the other governments because they're not working for us. I'm thinking about the UNA, the Black Panthers, the Nation of Islam, which is a spiritual dictatorship. As I go through all the different groups that we have set up, they're not working for us. We can't put boots on the ground. You know what I mean? We have no planes.
We're not ill-prepared in that sense, definitely. That's what I'm saying. Our vulnerability is very, very high right now because structurally we don't have that cohesiveness, you know, as a people right now, you know. So it's necessary for these kinds of discussions to take place. So the fact that we can find a resolution to our scenario, and, you know, maybe the society is that. But, you know, there's a whole lot of other people trying to set up their own societies, too. And, you know, one is already
Yeah, well, my problem is most of them are set up leadership based, where you have someone that you rely on to control this and to control that. That's the crutch. That's been our problem. See what I'm saying? We have to be leaders of ourselves. We can't rely on no one person to control and do things for us. We have to take that crutch away from our people so that they know if something has to happen, they got to study. They have to learn. I'm pushing for the I to come out where I have to do this. You know what I mean? And you know, if everybody knows that it's their responsibility, okay, to run the society, then everybody begins to step up. You know, we can't say, well, the president general ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing. We ain't got no president general. Oh, the vice president should be doing so and so, so and so. Hey, I'm a vice president. You need something to be done? Get your butt out there and do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I need your permission to make money for the society. I need your permission. Society needs money. So we got to go.
Well, also, strategically, it makes it easier for whomever else are the so-called the enemy or, you know, the opposers. Easier for them to pick a joker off because of those statuses, because of those positioning yourselves as some type of leader. You know, those are the first people they go after when they want to conquer or destroy a movement. That's it.
Right.
So when you just stay as a cohesive unit, but everybody taking on a leadership role, it's hard for you to attack a particular objective.
That's right. And then there has to be a spiritual component, a religious component to the order. See, that's what I'm saying. So in our order, the person that's in charge, right, is Jesus the Christ. So when anybody asks, I want to speak to the guy in charge. Okay, when we get our building set up, we have a little room over here with Jesus' name on it. So when they come in and say, I want to speak to who's in charge. You know how they do when you go into a confession in the Catholic Church?
Yeah, confession. Right.
We're going to have a little room like that. Well, I want to speak to who's in charge. Well, Jesus is in charge. He's right over there in that room. If he want to talk to you, he will. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Playing the game, huh?
We got to play the game. We have to play the game. And with the spiritual component, everybody in the order will be a minister. Everybody, you know? So that if they come at you with something stupid, you can always be a conscientious objector, like with the virus. If you don't want to take that shot, hey, look, I'm Minister So-and-so of Witchcomb Society, and it's against our religion for us to take these kind of shots. So ain't nothing they can do about it. They can't force you to take it. The only problem is that the planes and stuff that we ride and go places are theirs. You can't walk the country without the shot. Then you have another problem.
But
you
that's
know what
also
mean?
That's also depending on the country that you're looking to go to. They're the ones that the main ones too. Now coming back in might be the issue. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That might be the issue. Yeah. They can probably, you know, restrict you from coming in, but going out, as long as the other country is saying you're welcome without the shot, I assume it will be a good thing. But you know, I'm glad Tanzania, they the president said we're not taking no shots, and we're using our local medicines, our local herbalists to address any ailment. You know, and we're not doing any testing like that. You know, and if we're going to do any testing and we're going to come up with any kind of vaccine, it's going to be made within our country. It's not coming from nowhere else.
Right.
That's how
right.
he's going down. And this is why I like Tanzania and I like the president there, because he's not accepting the WHO.
World Health Organization
policy.
You're talking about the World Health Organization.
Yeah, that's WHO. Yeah, they're not accepting and embracing what they're requesting countries, you know, and they trying to push it on Africa heavy. They're trying to say, you know, you need the vaccine, and we're concerned about you, and we want to make sure you can get the vaccines. And then, you know, then they're giving these countries the dollars for that, you know what I mean, for them to be able to do the testing and for them to take the vaccine and all. They're trying to do. Some more genocide work.
Yeah, basically that's going on. Well, Dr. Ali Muhammad, he was on the airways for a while telling us that the vaccines that they're giving out are not designed for black people, designed for white people.
Yes. I heard that also.
Taking it. Now, I analyzed both vaccines, the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine. If you have to take the vaccine, I suggest the Pfizer vaccine over the Moderna vaccine. Because the Moderna vaccine actually gives you the virus for the antibodies in your body to kick in. The Pfizer vaccine blocks the vaccine from attaching, it blocks the virus from attaching to your cells, which I think is better. You know what I mean? I was in a VA hospital, you know, almost a week. And, they tested me for the COVID virus. I don't have the virus. What I'm telling everybody to do is to wear your mask and gloves when you're going shopping, the supermarket, things like that there. Because if you touch it and it gets into your bloodstream, how can you wash it out? You can't. So when you're out like that in the street and on the public and stuff like that there, I recommend your mask and the gloves. I'm still talking to black people right now and they don't want to wear the mask. But you need that mask. That mask is so important. And I think that you wear the gloves as well, you know? So what I'm going to do, what I wanted to do today was go over a little bit of the indenture agreement that the society is under and take questions on the indenture agreement as I read down, you know. Anybody have any objections to that? Or is there something else that anybody that somebody wants to talk about? Just pick one and we'll talk about whatever you want. You follow what I'm saying? So okay, I don't have any objections. So this is the indenture agreement. Upon my oath, it is hereby certified that Elohim Christ hereby established a trust called Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim Society, commonly known today as Orion, in the Milky Way Galaxy for the express purpose of governance and doing business as a society according to the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume 1-2020 to 1-30-20. The trustees will have the ability to renew the trust after the termination date. After termination date, and it's signed by the grantor, right? And the foregoing instrument was acknowledged before me or produced. This is the Notary Republic when it was notarized, you know. Now, the trust indenture, this book will be kept in trust and will be the sole ownership of the Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim Society. The book belongs to the society. It is expressed wish that all monetary gains from the distribution of the book, the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, will be shared by all the trustees equally. All members must agree to follow the rules, governance according to the rules set forth by the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. It is understood by the trust that each human has a spirit or incorporeal energy within. It is that energy that we call God or Elohim. With understanding, every human is Elohim or God. According to the Bible, Psalm 82, we are all gods. All members will be trustees and beneficiaries of the Elohim Five Tribes Society. Now, I'm going to go over Article 1, right? Upon becoming a member, no trustee or beneficiary will be held liable for any contract arrangements made by the trust. Do you have any questions about that particular article? I'll just talk about it just for a minute. It means that, let's say the society decides we need a car. Okay, we buy a car. Somebody driving a car hit somebody. okay? They can't sue the individual. They have to come after the trust because the individual is not liable for anything that the trust does. The trustee or the beneficiaries are not liable for anything that the trust does. Unless, say, something goes wrong and they take us to court, they can't come after no individual in the society. They have to come after the society. You know what I'm saying? And with that statement right there in the society, because that's what the judge is going to be dealing with the indenture agreement. That's what the judge is going to be dealing with. And if the indenture agreement is actually 300 pages, but we're not going to go over the whole thing, but there's a lot in there, you know? So we don't have any comments or any questions about that first article. Let's go to article two. Any agreement or contract signed by a trustee must include with the signature signing on behalf of the trust. Because if you do something in relation for the trust and you don't put that in there, then they can come after you. We don't want nobody coming after no individual in the trust. We want the trust to be exempt from liability. That's what the trust is for, to exempt the trustees and the beneficiaries from liability based on what's going on with the trust. Okay? Any comments or questions about that? Okay, let's go to article three. The trust is not liable for any trustee or beneficiary's personal business or contract arrangements that would not be considered a business on behalf of the trust. So now you're in this society. Now, if you go out and do a whole lot of crazy stuff that ain't got nothing to do with society, the trust is not liable for that. Or your little personal dealings out there. Let's say you go out there and beat somebody up or whatever. So we got lawyers that's going to come and help you out. But the trust is not literally responsible for the charge. Okay, they can't charge all the trustees because you got mad and put somebody in the mouth. Okay, they can only charge you for that. And trust is not liable for your personal stuff. Like if you commit fraud or something like that there, and it's not on behalf of the trust, then trust is not liable for that. We have any questions or comments on that particular article? Okay. No hands are going up. Okay. And let's go with the article four. All decisions will be voted on by the full trust and the majority rule if more than 50%, and more than 50% will make the decision law. If we vote on something and more than 50% of us agree that this is what it should be, then that becomes law. That becomes trust law, okay? So that means that we can change anything, we can do anything we want, all we have to do is vote on it. That's why the vote is so important, you know what I mean? And now, just to go off track just for a minute here, the country, this is why we don't understand how America works. This country is a trust, all right? And any questions or comments you have, just hit one, and I'll open up your mic, okay? Well, Siddiqui, your mic is open, so you can just jump in when you get ready. This country is a trust, and the trust instrument, that's the agreement, that's the indenture, well, that's the instrument, okay? Those of you who've been studying the webinar of the USFL, okay, I'm starting to use some of the terms from the trust. You even know what I'm talking about. And those who don't, I'll break it down a little bit. But the instrument is the rules under which you agree to abide by if you're going to be a trustee, okay? Now, the rules that they take an oath to, right, is the Constitution. The Constitution is the trust instrument, and they have to follow the Constitution by law, because the Constitution is the law of the land. So this is how your government works. Now, everybody born in the United States, this is some of the stuff that they're not telling you, especially if you're in a sovereign society and stuff like that. You're not getting this information. Everybody born in the United States is actually a trustee. And the children are the beneficiaries of the trust. So this whole United States is about the children. The children are the beneficiaries. Our society is about the children. We have to make money so that the children don't go through what we went through. We have to be able to secure our children. And when your children call up and say, oh, mom and dad, I'm being bullied, we need to have some security so that we can get over there to their school and watch out for our children. Okay? But we're not functioning. I'm talking about the black community now. We're not functioning as a proper group, so we don't have nothing. See, freedom means control. Think about what you have control over, okay? We don't have control over nothing, so we have no freedom. This society, in this society, you have control over everything. So in this society, you have freedom in society, so you have control. So you are supposed to be, as a United States citizen, you're supposed to be pushing this country into the right direction by who you're voting for. Now, they have what's called trust managers, right? The trust managers are your governors, your mayors. These are the people that you vote for to manage the trust for you. That's why they have to follow the Constitution. Everybody's under the Constitution. Now, if they violate the Constitution, then we can take them to court. Follow what I'm saying? That's how it works. So this is how important learning about trust are. You can put your house under trust, your cars, your will under trust. There's a lot of things you can do with a trust. You know, that's why I took my house to Brother Will I Am. Will I Am is, I've been trying to pound this into our brain for a long time, you know. So I was giving him his accolades, give him a little shout out for him, you know, because he deserves it. Anyhow, you are under a trust now, but you don't know it. See, because George Washington and them, they're not the founding fathers of this trust. The founding fathers are President Hansen and them. Okay? They're the founding fathers of the government. They set this stuff up. They wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, George Washington pulled a military coup, stole everything, and just put their names on it like you do everything. They're thieves. And we've been under these thieves ever since they lost the war for independence. I'm going to say that again. I know you guys didn't hear that. Ever since they lost the war for independence, this country has been under the ownership of Britain. And if you don't believe that, go on the internet and say, who owns the United States? And it will tell you, Britain owns the United States and the Americas, not so much Britain, but the Queen. See, the most powerful person on the planet is a female, the Queen. And then next come the Pope. Just saying, we lost the war for independence, and that's why Britain would teach us a lesson, teach our wife them a lesson, send the government troops in to burn down the White House and all the government buildings. That's who burned it down, you know? So I'm just letting you know that this is not the Europeans' country. They didn't set this up. They just moved in and took it. And now you're in a position to begin to take it back through the vote. That's why we protested in the 50s. We protested in the 60s. We protested in the 70s. Protesting without voting don't work. The vote is the power that you have. You can out there run the street, Black Lives Matter, and all that kind of stuff, but they're still killing our children in the street. Why? Because we don't have nobody as a trust manager that represents us. That's what we have to do. We have to vote these people out. And not just the presidency, the governorship, the mayorship, the city council, all this stuff. We're supposed to be monitoring this government because it is ours. Now, you probably haven't heard this stuff before. I know you have not, but I say it all the time, I think. And now you have a trust agreement. You have an indenture agreement, okay? You have a society, but this society is built different because freedom means control. Why should we vote for a president and give him control over us? It don't make sense. When you really stop and think about it, it don't make sense. They spend millions of dollars every year voting for a guy like Trump, and he put him in control. Mitch McConnell with the gavel, blocking everything that's going to help people. So we can get the $2,000. We couldn't get it because Mitch McConnell blocking it. Why would we set up a system to do the same thing to ourselves? This is what this society is all about. This society is about real freedom, real control. Anything you don't like, you don't have to go to no committee. You don't have to go to no group or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Just bring it up for a vote. You vote on it, it's a done deal, you know? I've been in the UNA for 15 years. You know how hard it is to get something done in the UNA? You got some people on the line that can attest to that. You can't get nothing done. Constantly fighting and bickering. Everybody thinks they can do better than the next person. Trust me, if you're in a leadership position, there's always somebody that thinks they can do better than what you're doing. And that's how it works. Okay? So we eliminated all that. We eliminated the fighting. I want to be the president. I want to be the Speaker of the House. I want to be the supreme ruler. We eliminated all that. We ain't got none of that. We vote on what we need to get done. Once I'm done, that's what we vote on. Whatever we need to get done, we vote on that, and we go out and we do it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I apologize that a lot of you don't have your books. So that's why I don't go through too much of the books, because a lot of you don't have it. They've got people out of in California, and I sent their book out almost over a month ago. They just got it a couple of days ago. So it was all backed up. Some of the books haven't went out. They were supposed to go out last week. They didn't go out because I was in the hospital. So I apologize for that. But trust me, they're going out this week, because without the books, it's hard for you. You won't be able to keep up without the books, you know. And you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You get about 5 or 6 books, okay? All right.
Is there any way you can look it up? Brother Elohim, is there any way we could study without the book at this time?
No. No, because the book, the Tyrannical Scripture Complete Volume, is one of a kind. It's one of a kind.
And that's once the money is paid, correct? Is that once we pay the fee?
Right. Then then everything is set out to you. I wrote the book. It's a one of a kind book, 300 pages. There is no other book like this nowhere on the planet.
Okay.
In the book, you have the Constitution, you have the protocols for running meetings and businesses and everything, you know? There's even a thing in there to show the children how to write music if they want to write music and stuff. There's so much in the book. Like I said, 300 pages. It's a lot in there.
Wow.
You know? But it's the only one of its kind, and it's not on the market. Now, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, that's on the market. A Crisis has come. Now, that one's on the market, but Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, it's not on the market, and it won't go on the market. Only the people in the society will actually have the book, because the book actually runs the society, you know? And the book is not written in stone. So if there's something in there that you want to change, once you start reading it, once you start going through it, say, oh, we think that this might be a little better than that, then we vote on it. No, see, that's what I'm saying. We're in total control of the society. Nothing is written in stone. The only thing that we can't change is the fact that the trustees and the beneficiaries are not liable for the decisions of society. But what happens with the decisions that the society vote on? And if something goes wrong, they have to see the society. They can't see no individual. That cannot be taken out. Because as you're studying trust law, you'll note that it's automatic, right, that if something happens, it falls on the trustees. Unless you note that the trustees are not liable. See what I'm saying? So we don't want the trustees and beneficiaries liable for anything that we do as a group, you know? So that's what's going on right now, okay? And those of you who have, those of you who have sent your money, and I know, trust me, the books are going out this week. They will be in the mail. Well, those are in Philadelphia, right? You can just come and get them. You don't have to. I don't have to put them in the mail. You just come by and pick them up. You know, so you can do that too. You know what I mean? And but there has to be a fact. Well, it takes a little while to do the book because each book is designed specifically for that tribe. You know, the name of the book, what's in the book, your beneficiaries is mentioned, but only in your book. So there's a lot of personal detail that's in the book, but it's only in your book. So each book is an heirloom edition designed for your tribe so that you can pass it down the line, you know, from children to children to children like that, you know. The primary goal of this society is to make money for the children. That's the goal. We want our children to have a trust fund. Why shouldn't our children have trust funds? We have to break the cycle that my parents went through, I'm going through, my children are going through, their children are starting to go through it, you know. It's the cycle of struggle. We have to break that cycle. We don't want our children struggling for money for college or for this or for that and the other. We want to be able to provide our children with everything that they need. That's why you get the gold certificate. You sign you up for the money-making venture, you know what I mean? So you automatically into that where you can start keeping your money in the bank for a year. You know, a lot of us got money in the bank for a year. We get 2%. You know, you keep your money with the society and you get 100% interest at the end of the year. It don't get no better than that. Now, we're not, you know, this is not a, we're not networking. So you're not going to be making money when people come in. That's not how it works. The society, we've been making money by doing business for the society through real estate and other entrepreneurial things that we're going to be doing. That's what's going on. Go ahead.
So, brother, can we refer people? Can people join outside of regular members and trustees?
Anybody can join. The society is open for everybody. You know,
so
all
anyone,
five tribes,
anybody can.
Huh?
Anybody,
yeah, anybody
can join with it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the society is open for everybody, you know, so you can bring people in or whatever, because the more people that come in, the better it's going to be, because the more they get used to being in control, you know, the more they want to be used to being in control, because we want everybody to be in control of their own lives, be in control of what's going on. We want to know that if, we want to know how we're going to set up security for our members. How are we going to make sure that if something happens to somebody that's in another city, that we don't have somebody here to protect them? See? That's the security. We want to make sure that none of our members are sleeping in the street. We want to make sure that they have food, clothing, shelter, security. We are our own government, so we have to make sure that we have these things. See what I'm saying? It's not on Joe Blow no more. Once you're in a society, you can't call Harry and say, yo, Harry, man, I come ain't got no food today, you know? It's on you and the people in the society. Well, I don't have this and I don't have that. The people in society have to step up. We have to step up and make sure these things are going on because you are in control. See, this is another thing that the churches want to get you out of the mindset of. When you go to church, we say, we listen to Kathy White and all the people, God is in control. Well, the Bible negates that. You know what I mean? The Bible doesn't negate it, but the Bible is telling you who God is. See, Psalm 82. It's saying God is in control. Well, you're God. So you're in control of your life. You can make your life do or not do. It's up to you. But now, as you're part of a society, now you have help. Okay? You have people that can help you. You know what I mean? Like if something happens, you fall in hard times, you have a society to fall back on, you know? And it's the job of the society to put money in the pockets of the trustees that are going to the beneficiaries. Now, your stipend, right, you take money by managing the beneficiary's account, because everything is for the beneficiary. So you're a trustee, you're a manager of your beneficiary's account. Now, as a society of trustees, we're responsible for making sure that we're making enough money so that the children can have a big enough trust fund for college and all that stuff that they need, you know? The biggest problem that most of my children not going to college is they just don't have the money. They got the brain power, they just don't have the money, you know? Okay, so that was, what was that article? That was article 3 I just read. Okay, now, any more comments or questions or anything? Okay. No, we did article 4, all the subject will be voted. Now, if enough people haven't been around when we took the vote, okay, somebody else have a comment. Hold on, I got to bring them in right away. We only got about 9 minutes. 9302, you have a comment or question? Or you want to say anything?
Greetings. I have a sort of comment question. Would you suggest business cards, you know, with the society on it, our name, and you know, if we come across other business-minded people?
That's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. Remember, it's your society. So if you think you need business cards, then we'll set up business cards. Whatever you want to do to promote the society, but you have to remember now, we are private. We're not public. Okay? So, so whatever you want to do to promote the society.
Oh, good question. Yeah. And so if you have a business of your own, how do you include that? Like, can you include that in terms of, like, promoting that business with the society and just when it comes to just as the sister just mentioned about the business card? Like, because there's a way you can, I don't know if you want to, I guess, keep it separate or maybe put the society on the front and your business on the back. Like, I don't like the marketing strategy to that, but it's a, you know, just an idea and as well as a question.
Well, you have to be careful with that because we don't want to get caught up in the public sector. Follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have the Masons are, that's a private society. But when you run into a Mason, they don't actually include their business venture in with the Masons because Masons are not responsible for their business, but all of the Masons and whatever business they have.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have a business and you're in the society, whatever you're
and
selling,
promoting it among the society.
Society's going to have one. We're going to have one or two. If it's food, then we'll get one every week. I'm just saying, whatever you're selling,
mm-hmm.
we're coming to do whatever we can to make your business as profitable as possible. Now, we have multiple businesses within the society, then we can set up a promotional platform to promote
mm-hmm.
all of the businesses in the society. So we can do it like that. But to tie the society to an individual business, that's dangerous. If I understand,
mm-hmm.
because I put the society into the public arena, and we're not public. We're private.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to stay as private as possible. Now, we want to stay as private as possible. So we have to come up with ways to do things. So that those that are public, we can support their public interest and keep ourselves private. So we have to figure out a way to do both, you know, which we can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And now if we're all advertising, if all the businesses in the society are advertising together, then that will cut the cost. That will cut our advertising costs because we're pulling our money together to advertise, you know. And the larger the society grows, the bigger your customer base is going to be. So if you have a business, it's in your interest to try to make the society as large as possible, because that's where your customer base comes from. You know, because everybody in the society, if we have to check before we buy anything and make sure nobody in the society is selling it, because we don't buy nothing from nobody. If our society members selling it, we sure ain't gonna buy it from nobody else. Because that's the purpose of having a society, you know. We have support. So there's, you know, whoever members in the society, you know, once you set your business up, you know you got that many people that's going to support your business. And that's important. This is how all these private industries become so big. Most of them you never even hear about. You know, and all of a sudden you're hearing about this person is have a million, like this. What's the lady's name? Lochner, or the one that just lost in Georgia? This female's worth $800 million. Now, what kind? Where is she getting this kind of support from? You know what I mean? For $800 million, that she's making this kind of money. I never heard of the woman until she ran for president. I ran for Senate, ran for the Senate. So, what's her business ties? What is she plugged into that's supporting her like that? See? Nobody knows. We don't know. They don't advertise it. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a lot of societies out there that people are a part of that support their business. And nobody knows where they're getting the support from, but they know. Just like once you get your business set up in this society, the support that you're going to have, nobody knows where it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be there, you know? And it's all going to make a difference, because we're going to have money to help people set up their businesses, the whole nine yards. All of this has to happen if we're going to govern ourselves. And that's what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to govern ourselves. And that's what's happening. The only reason that you have to send $100 in is to pay for all the stuff you're going to get. There's no dues. You have to pay no dues. We're not bloodsuckers, you know? So we have to pay no dues. There have to be another way. Our job is to put money in your pocket, not to take the money out. And you're getting close to $270 worth of stuff for $100. So it's less than cost, you know, that you're getting everything, you know? So, but the information that you have to study, you have to study. That's so important. You have to study trust. Then you learn how to put your businesses on the trust, how to put your birth certificate on the trust, how to put your houses in the family, like your will, okay? If your will is not in the trust, you have to go to probate. And probate takes a long time. But if your will is in the trust, you can bypass probate. See, I'm not here to teach trust. I'm just directing you to where you can get the trust information from. But when you do, when you get all this information, a complete trust book is included with the information. But you can study trust completely. I just wanted you to get an idea of what trust is by catching Yusuf L's 3-hour webinar, because he explains it so well. I mean, this guy, he explains everything pretty good, you know? And that would give you an idea, but you have to study yourself. There's not going to be nobody cracking a whip over you. How come you didn't study? How come you didn't? We're not giving a test on, you know, did you learn this week or did you didn't learn this week? You're not going to have a crutch. It's going to be on you, because it's your government. You have to run this thing. We have to run it together. So you're going to have to study and learn so that we don't be falling over each other's feet, you know? Do we have any other questions or comments? We only got about 9. Well, we got 1 minute left. That gives me just enough time to read the read what I call the closing assertion. It's like a prayer, but we don't actually pray, you know. Who am I praying to? If I know who I am, I'm just praying to myself. it's a closing. I have walked the path of divine energy today, and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. So we got about 10 seconds here, and with these 10 seconds, I apologize for the week I wasn't here. I've been in the hospital, so things slowed down just a little bit, but I will definitely be on the case the day on. Because this is so, this, the most important thing I've ever done is this. And this is going to be my life's work. And so with this, I'd like to say, love it. Thank you. I'm still here. You guys go and have a still good day, okay? So we'll be back on the air Sunday, and we'll be here every Monday at 6 o'clock. Okay? And don't forget, don't forget, get your passport set up for Africa. Start working on that because July is right around the corner, guys.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. So get your passports and all your paperwork in order so that there won't be no problem for you to go, okay?
Yeah. With that, no shots required.
No shots required, okay.
Love you
guys.
Or test. Love you too, bro.
Thank you. Peace, everyone. Blessings.
Okay.